Well, some of the victims of Australia's worst paedophile priest were shattered by his evidence yesterday to the Royal Commission investigating child sex abuse by the Catholic clergy. Gerald Ridsdale took to the stand at the Royal Commission's hearings in the Victorian city of Ballarat, where some of his crimes were committed. Some of those victims say his memory lapses in giving evidence about what the Catholic Church knew about his offending were, quote, gut-wrenching. The convicted paedophile also told the Royal Commission he was not close to George Pell and did not discuss his offending with George Pell. Mike Woods has more.
Gerald Ridsdale appeared via video link from jail, looking all of his 81 years. His responses to questions from counsel assisting the commission about events from the 1960s to the 1990s were scattered with, "I don't know," "I can't remember," or "I can't recall." While he seemed to remember seemingly insignificant events going back 40 years, he struggled to recall much about his victims, his fellow priests, and who knew what in the Catholic hierarchy about his offending. Judy Courton is a lawyer and Monash University doctoral researcher who has worked with Ballarat abuse victims. She attended yesterday's hearing.
He didn't have memory when it came to implicating, or he was concerned he might implicate, his fellow clergy. He did remember quite intricate detail about some events, particularly I think when he was in one of his parishes, he had to sell two blocks of land, and he remembered everything about that. When he was in Ballarat East, living in the same building, the same house as George Pell, he said he had no memory at all of anyone else living in the presbytery. So it was the memory was highly selective.
But there was some candour from Gerald Ridsdale, and it came when counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Gail Furness, SC, asked him about how he concealed his crimes and whether he threatened his victims in order to keep them silent.
Well, I would have made sure that I was in a situation where there was no one else around, and I would have told the children to keep quiet about it.
Did you threaten the children as to what might happen if they didn't keep quiet?
I don't know whether I did or not. I may have.
You hurt those children, didn't you, Mr. Ridsdale?
Yes, I did. I know that.
At the beginning of yesterday's public hearing, Gerald Ridsdale was asked to read from a statement he made in the 1990s about the first time he offended, soon after being ordained as a priest in the early 1960s.
Yes, but again there is only a vague recollection of sleeping close to a lad and cuddling, but I have no clear recollection of any masturbation, nothing clear. It seemed to be just a need for intimacy, hugging and closeness.
When asked about Cardinal George Pell, then Father Pell, who lived with Ridsdale and other priests in Ballarat East in the 1970s, Ridsdale said they hardly knew each other. Chair of the Commission, Justice Peter McClellan, then asked Ridsdale if it were he who suggested that George Pell be asked to provide a character reference at a court appearance where Ridsdale was facing 30 charges of sexual assault against children in 1993.
I don't remember, but I don't think so. I think it was just the barrister looking for different people.
You have been photographed actually approaching the court with Father Pell, as he then was. You've seen that photograph.
Yes, that's right. I was living at St. Francis Monastery in the city, and George came to the, as far as I remember, Your Honour, he came to the St. Francis Monastery and walked up to the Magistrates' Court in Latrobe Street with me.
And I assume you had a conversation with him that morning, did you?
Well, it was only just whatever words we had on the way to the court.
Well, perhaps so, but how long is the walk to the court?
About 10 minutes.
Right, and you chatted to each other along the way, I assume.
Yeah, we would have.
Yeah. And did you ask Father Pell what he might be able to say on your behalf?
No, I didn't.
He went on to say that George Pell was there for support and didn't make any statement to the court on his behalf. It's fair to say that Ridsdale's victims, who were in the commission hearing yesterday, were disappointed at his testimony. Ridsdale had pleaded guilty to all of the crimes he was charged with and therefore had never given evidence in court. Monash University's Judy Courton says to many victims, it appears neither paedophile priests, those clergy who knew of their offending, and many who are currently part of the church hierarchy are still not willing to give a full and frank account of what happened in some of the church's darkest days.
One would assume that he has nothing to lose. He's 81, got another 7 or so, I think, years in prison. One would think if he was truly contrite and he thought at all or cared at all about his victims, that he would come up with some truth now. And in fact, that's, I'd say, the same thing of the church as a whole and the hierarchy as a whole. They say they're very sorry and they apologise, but, you know, it's a very empty apology. If they were sorry, that those that did know about it would simply fess up and say, OK, I did know and I'm going to pay the price.
That's Judy Courton, lawyer and researcher at Monash University. She's been working with Ballarat abuse victims and she was at yesterday's Royal Commission hearing. Later in the program, one of Gerald Ridsdale's victims will join us to tell us how he felt, what it felt like seeing and hearing his abuser give evidence to the Royal Commission in Ballarat yesterday. That's coming up after 8 o'clock.